What up, y'all? This is your boy, Westside Willie, pilot of the Bebop, coming in. I'm just letting y'all know that we will be departing from Detroit very shortly. So everybody get in their seats, sit down, relax, and if there's any thickums on this flight, you're invited to the cockpit.
Bebop, got it on lock. Check your wristwatch. Tick-tock, time for lift off. You hear the stars calling. Baby, come and hold me tight, because the sky's falling in deep space, writing these jams. All I need is Jordan. Don't look back. It's a price on your head. And they'll double that pay if you alive, not dead. These cats is new to these scenes and new to these walls. And when the shots start firing, they start to look for the duck. Baby, don't get too close. I'm a cowboy. Wake up and see that I'm gone. I'm where the stars gone. One thing I can say about life is that it's not boring. And one thing I can say about us, we'll never stop hunting. I'm with my day ones, double shot, messing with my third eye. Brody wanna tag along, well, we need a fourth mic. I plead the fifth. Fans start catching up in space so long, I'm getting used to us suiting up with my day ones. Double shot, messing with my third eye. Brody wanna tag along, well, we need a fourth mic. I plead the fifth. If the fans start catching up in space so long, I'm getting used to us suiting up.
Mic check, 1-2-1-2, Bebop Boys back. Welcome back to the Bebop Boys podcast, where we talk about anime, movies, and comic books, and not in that order. And if you're watching on YouTube, please like the video, comment, and share.
If you like the video, if you don't like it.
Man, if you don't like it, like that shit anyway.
If you don't like it, leave a comment because you give us engagement.
Or subscribe. Or
even if like, you don't comment, and subscribe.
If you don't like it, subscribe so that you can leave a hate comment on every video.
No, them hate comments be wild, dog. Yo. They call my nigga Nick Meg. I'm like,
they call.
Yo, so far.
I didn't. Tony, I wasn't going to say that.
That wasn't a hate comment.
So far, three of the six have gotten it.
Yeah,
Nick has gotten something. Marty's gotten it a couple times.
Mine was just an
observation. Antonio got something.
They said,
I don't know. Maybe
so. So you pop in and you say something
male.
Very insightful, and then you pop out.
Yeah,
you be like, yeah. "Hey,
I'm not contradicting.
You're like God.
We say hey. Shit that makes people
God.
Mad.
You're like God.
So
yeah, he be popping in when we don't need him.
So Power World is the funnest game ever. And then goes back behind
all
the camera.
That, all you're doing a Western.
Yeah. Yeah, he does do that. That's he just good. Goes viral and then yeah. leaves.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, that Power World video. Yeah.
What's up? How you niggas doing?
See? We were just talking about that off mic.
Looks right at Nick. Right at Nick. Right at Nick. Said that before Nick.
Well, I'm glad to be included. glad to be included. I'm doing great.
Oh, man.
Thanks That's for asking. Right. Yeah, I'm doing great. My head and feet.
All right, see, you know, there you go. Start with him. Go ahead.
Are they hurting?
Like, what's
right. All right, they not
what about
connected?
Their feet? Are they top and your bottom?
Are they numb?
My neck.
Those are Antonio
too.
Terms.
He thought that was the funniest thing ever.
Y'all dude, don't know off camera. It's been some shit behind the scenes.
It's been a minute and 57 seconds, so we can stop. You guys, Nick, do your thing.
No, yo, see, you ain't trying to get us monetized. Right.
No, yep, good. Anyway, next, Antonio.
Yes.
How are you right now?
I'm fine.
Yo, your earring is dope.
Thank you.
Earring, right? I meant to say something about it earlier.
No.
That shit's sweet as fuck.
That bitch is hard.
I got it from Hot Topic.
The earring, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Because you know they only sell accessories now.
Yeah. Now, is it finished up there? Is it just
collect toys?
Oh,
they do.
That I can do that.
Oh, almost pulled it out.
And posters.
What's the difference?
No, they sell gorilla tees.
The same thing.
Remember bands?
Yeah, it is. Remember, they used to just play
Screamo?
Remember
when bands used to exist? Like, people used to get together and be like, let's make music together.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That was always a thing, I think.
So because of Ninja Kamui, I'm into Screamo now because of the theme song.
Never into Screamo?
Yo, I don't look at him.
I'm like, yeah!
Scared the shit out of Mike.
You were never in a Screamo, bro?
No.
Dude, rumbling like by Attack on Titan.
No, Screamo is beautiful. Screamo is a beautiful.
Give me some stuff. Screamo, I'm into it now.
I got you.
I'm using Spotify's algorithm good. To
put me into sipping tea in your hood. What the fuck is up, you buttercup?
You don't warn nobody who's listening with headphones.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
I'll turn that part down.
Ah, damn it. Anyway,
I like that.
Yeah, what about crazy, yeah, let's not talk about the weekends. We're gonna start trailing off.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Anything crazy happened.
We're just gonna say, how are you doing right now?
It's only been 3 minutes. We've done a lot.
Yeah,
we've done a lot of chaotic shit.
I'm about to talk about my weekend, so y'all can keep passing the buck. Go ahead.
Fuck your weekend.
Yo, see? We had a counter. We had a quota.
Why you sound like Uncle Ruckus?
Because he is Uncle Ruckus.
Nah, there's one thing I don't like. It's a nigga having a weekend.
Oh, my
get your ass back in the house, nigga.
Eric, don't laugh at him.
No,
this is
hilarious. Uncle Ruckus is like terrible. They created that person. It is like the realest shit ever. One episode when he was supposed to be cutting homeboys, the Freeman's grass, right. And he was mad at him, you know, they got stuff. He said, "No, let this be let another reminder. No matter how much money you make, you still just a nigga.
Damn,
that's fucked up.
Hey. No, I mean, it's true.
I'm going to be over there when the white folk don't need me no more. Yo!
Said white people smell like lemon juice.
I think we should all just thank our lucky stars that the white man sold us this podcast equipment.
Yo, see? We got to talk over him so he will stop doing this shit, bro.
Anyways, I'm good. How are you?
Yo,
weird?
No, how was your weekend, bro? Before
nigga, I wasn't doing shit. Nigga. All right. Fighting niggas.
So aggressive.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was eating
cookies and cupcakes.
I was surviving.
Working out, drinking diet soda.
Who's in Ferndale?
What the hell? What does Ferndale have to do with it?
I'm sorry, nothing at all.
Anytime you're in Ferndale, you just got to survive. That's pretty
Ferndale is
saying.
A great place.
It is the gayest city in the world.
I actually, you know what?
Okay.
I like the energy of Ferndale, though. Everybody in Ferndale is happy.
When you're in
a higher tax bracket, you'd be happy, too.
Nigga, every time I be in Ferndale, it's just people walking down the street enjoying their lives. You know where I don't see that shit? Clinton Township. Rochester Hills. Anywhere that's exclusive.
Talking about, I was downtown Rochester the other day. Everyone was really happy.
They're not from here.
Right here. Talk about.
I was happy. I was down there at Echo Cole.
You're not from here either. You're from fucking Eastport.
Which I'm from Warren. Watch your fucking self.
You're from Warren.
No, I'm not from some goddamn crab trap.
Bitch, that he went to Ferndale High School.
Yeah. Does Ferndale have a high school?
Yeah.
Are they gay?
He went there. What?
Are they gay?
It's
high school.
That's
musical?
The first thing he wanted to know.
I don't know. I didn't go to Ferndale High, but I was pretty gay. And I did a lot of gay things.
But in Ferndale, like.
Oh my God.
That's actually because you can't do things in high school.
What?
Like, you can't, like, they kind of limit what you can do. Like, they won't let you put certain, they won't let you wear shit or certain flags.
In high school?
About, like, how liberal it is?
Yeah.
Strict? I don't know.
I thought he meant sexually.
I thought so, too. I said, girl.
Yeah,
I was going nuts in high school.
Wait, is that not
I was slutting niggas out in high school.
Yo, I was.
Mine was the opposite gender.
I was very horny in high school, too.
How was your weekend, Lear?
How was your weekend, Lear?
Lear, what'd you do this weekend?
Did you go to Ferndale?
No, I did not. I didn't go to Ferndale.
How are you?
All right. Listen.
Let's
No, my week, no, my week.
Eat all this Korean fried chicken.
My weekend was actually eventful.
There was something
bro.
In the chicken.
There was something in the chicken.
Lear, was it?
It was very eventful, man.
Give us your quick tips.
Quick tips? Quick licks. quick licks.
Pause.
A lick and a
tip. Why gotta be gay? Why gotta
I didn't say it was gay.
Why do you gotta
it was so cute.
West.
No, I didn't even. Wait, what?
Yeah, you made a logo.
Did you not watch the episode?
I watched it. Oh my God. See, this is why. Yeah. Over the weekend, man, I heard some news, man. The lady that we talked about last year, female cop who got a train ran on her.
Oh, yeah. Multiple trains.
Multiple trains.
Shit.
Yeah. She got a settlement for $500,000.
You think she's autistic?
No, I don't. Wait, what the fuck is that?
She likes trains.
Damn.
Yo, cut this nigga out of the pod.
What the fuck?
No, cut y'all.
What the fuck is going on?
Cut y'all out for not noticing.
What the fuck is going on?
That's hilarious.
We ain't even get to Matt yet.
Yeah.
Nothing happened over here.
Honestly, after what he just said,
I'm
going to just move on from that. But yeah, she got $500,000 from settlement, which is crazy.
Which is fucking crazy.
So you can cheat on your husband and get $500,000.
That has nothing to do with my job.
Just taking advantage of the system.
That has nothing to do with who.
You're fucking on the clock, though.
They said that she was fucking on the clock.
How many niggas she fuck? Of course that shit was on the clock.
Let me tell you something. As a person who works in a health system where you're around a whole lot of people, I can tell you this about firefighters. I can say this about nurses and doctors, paramedics.
Bro, but they don't find out.
We swamping.
Okay.
Bitches and niggas.
Yeah. Damn.
People fuck all the time at work. But why can't
we just fornicate? Why has it got to be?
Because,
swamp?
Man, nobody want to do that boring ass shit, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Damn. We popping these
hoes out.
For real,
what?
For real.
We will be up and down.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the rapper that came out of me.
No, for real. A whole new side of lyric. Now.
One time, guys.
Yeah,
I
probably.
Know. I know.
We woo.
Well, people are having sex, but when you get caught on the clock, nigga, bro, usually people get fired.
Nigga, when I was, first of all,
bro, I was fucking bitches in the fucking freezer
when I was
at
working
Buddy's
at.
Bro. Never mind, my bad. Go ahead. Move on.
I love us.
Yo,
I love us so much.
Yo,
I get my pizza
when I was
from
working
there,
at
nasty bitch.
I know, bro,
which one?
When I was working at
Mac and Maros.
Yeah.
Nigga, okay, wait. When I was working at Dearborn or at Fairlane,
piece of
like,
too,
we used to be, we were like right,
that's that
right,
extra swamp.
We were technically like working with Dearborn police too. And there was a Dearborn girl that, or like she was a female cop that, she got in trouble because she was sending news. She sent news to her sergeant, and then her husband showed up at the police department trying to boss him up and just all kinds of shit. Nigga, it'd be some hoes
that's
in
one
that
thing
bitch.
You don't it's, do it's is a, boss up to cops because they, that's when they go.
They get $500,000.
I be bossing the fuck up to cops.
They hold line. Like, I told you I was flirting with them recently. Like, no. But, like, you know, I wouldn't go in a precinct and be like.
What oh, yeah, nigga? Not in the precinct.
You know what I'm saying? They all jump your ass.
No, you going to get beat the fuck up.
So we just gonna.
I know. I used to talk to one.
We're just gonna put.
Well,
that
I don't think everybody was fucking her, but still, you know, I know I didn't hit quite a few of them bitches. They be out here. I'm gonna tell you that.
Hey, Matt, how was your weekend? How was your weekend, Matt?
So your quick lick was the
female cop,
Matt.
I thought that was very crazy.
That's hilarious.
Your experience been with female police officers.
I've never been pulled over in my life other than one time.
Oh, really?
Other than one time, it was by a female cop.
Damn, really?
Yeah. She just said.
Did she give you a ticket?
No.
She said spread them?
I can't remember. I'll be honest.
There's a handsome young man. He got
I was just.
I can imagine you get really polite
from me.
I was very polite.
Hello, officer.
Hello, ma'am.
Yep.
Hello, ma'am. Can I take you to the?
Well, actually, no. I just.
I'm on the way back from my podcast recording.
Y'all leave my cousin alone.
What was the podcast about? We were talking about swamping bitches out and
specifically female cops.
Ticket. You lived in
you look like a thug.
No, I know.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah, East Point be East
every
Point.
Every single one of my friends have all bunch of tickets.
Mm. Benny looked like he got a lot of tickets.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
But did you have any drugs?
You know, it actually makes me happy when I hear stuff like that. When I hear stuff like that, it makes me happy that. A strapping young strapping young man such as yourself, the descending from the Caucasus Mountains, also gets harassed by the police.
He's Caucasian.
Because that kind of tells you that the police, you know, like sometimes, you know, black people will be like, oh, they did it because they're racist. No, sometimes they're just fucking dickheads.
Don't look at me when
they're
you
just
say that
assholes.
Shit.
The outcome, though, that's the makes the big difference.
Yeah.
The end result.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, heroin, drugs.
But it's the same thing. It's the same like mindset where you're just framing
you're
this
just
group
poor.
like oh, people from here do this. People that look like that do that. And blah blah, they're just fucking assholes.
People from
just,
East you know, Point eat from the chum bucket.
You know what? Lead them bitches.
You talking about Plankton's restaurant?
Yeah.
I wonder if he ever got the Krabby Patty for
no, you know what,
Matt, I'm sorry. How are you? Are you all right? You good? I like your hat. Nice hat. You changed your hat today.
You're looking real good today, my friend.
Lots
looking
of brown. Lots of
good.
Earth tone.
They look good on you.
I know. I've always like admired really your accessories with like the bracelets and the necklaces.
You got
always
your healing stone?
A lot of stones. Right. A lot of crystals. A lot of prayers.
Yeah. You're never getting sick.
A lot of California, no surprise there.
Looking good.
Yeah,
looking
literally
good.
You're all like, this is boss.
You're like a Johnny Depp.
Damn.
Johnny Depp?
Without the shit in the bed.
Thank you.
With no man bun.
Shit in your bed.
Thank you.
You're
wait,
just
what?
Missing the man bun. Wait.
And slightly
I used
whiter.
To add a nice man bun.
Yeah.
Wait, what about shit in the bed?
You're Johnny Depp without the shit in the bed.
Yeah.
What
you didn't know Amber Heard shit on his bed?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying Johnny shit in his bed.
No. I almost shit in my bed a couple times.
Okay,
all right. Anyway, let's go. All right, Matt.
Weekend was solid.
Okay,
that's
good.
It.
I'm glad. All right. Anyway, So
X-Men 97.
We watched X-Men 97. Well,
I didn't see the new episode today.
You didn't see tonight's episode?
Not yet.
Okay. We're at different places.
You should watch that after.
Antonio, this is your specialty. What's up with it?
Can you start
from episode one?
And we'll start at episode one.
Episode one.
So X-Men 97 is a continuation of the early 90s X-Men show that was on Fox Kids.
It's a continuation?
It's a continuation. Yeah, it literally.
You weren't a kid, bro?
Nah, nigga, I was in the streets.
Mm-hmm. That explained the bandana.
Nigga, I had to.
Damn.
Fucking thug.
Damn.
Fucking.
Shots fired.
All right. See?
Hey. Oh, hey. Throw Glenwood. Throw Glenwood.
The Purple Gang.
You never played San Andreas?
Jewish.
Great.
What is mad as fuck?
The Great Screw Crip.
The Blips.
There actually,
the Purple Gang.
There actually is a Crip. A sect of the Crips that wears purple.
They're called Blips.
And we don't want to disrespect them because we got to go to L.A.
Last time I was in L.A., they was like, welcome to the Rolling 60s, bro. Nigga.
You was on the beach.
R.I.P. Nip,
you was on the beach.
You called Boudreaux.
We drove by and Mike was already outside and there's a shit ton of fucking people, so me and Gage just kept
just left his ass.
Bro, we was like, bro, I swear to God, bro, no bullshit. I pulled up, I wanted to see the mural, so I walked back there and I was wearing if y'all didn't know, I am the rapper Persia Gray. You guys might not know that.
So,
this
whole time we next to a blue check. This whole time. I'm about to use you for clout, nigga.
That's all you see me as. I'm a person.
Yes.
So
I'm not taking no gun charges.
This is my style. I wear bandanas. That's my signature. So I was wearing a blue Nipsey jersey, so I was wearing a blue bandana.
Right.
And I was walking up the alley. And then one of the OG niggas stopped me. He was like, hey, where you from, cuz? And I was like,
yo, come on.
I swear to God, bro. Yo, ask
come on.
I'll
call Boudreaux right now, bro. Boudreaux was there. Yeah. So we were walking down there and he was like, where you from, cuz? I was like, Detroit. He was like, oh, Detroit, huh? He was like, welcome to the 60s. I was like, what up? Hey.
He ain't jump you in, though.
No. Okay. No, for sure. He was sitting there at this table, and there was like this little crazy look. Remember that episode we did where I was like, zoom in on his eyes?
Oh, yeah.
That's how that nigga was looking the whole time. He's just next to
the
table.
Where you from,
fuck that.
And I was like, what up, bro? Yeah. And then there was this
you could drop me off at WeHo when we go.
There was this girl. She was like a stud, bro. Like she looked like Nipsey.
She was a stud Crip?
Yes. Like she looked like Nipsey, like literally. And she was like, damn, cuz that's a hard ass jersey. So like annoying. Where you get that jersey from? I was like, I bought it somewhere online. She was like, damn, how much you want for this bitch, cuz? I was like, I'll just give it to you.
And you were in the car?
No, I was walking down the alley.
Oh, okay.
No, she didn't. I was doing it. Was an act
of kindness. That set it off shit.
She was just like, no. She was like, are you for real? I'll give you like 40 right now. I was like, no, you can keep it. It belongs to you.
You're better than me.
I was in Crenshaw. I was in Crenshaw, nigga.
You're better than me.
That is the nicest extortion I ever met.
Better than me.
And then I took that bitch off, and then they gave me a different shirt, a Nipsey shirt. And then
they branded you.
Yeah. So now I'm in the 60s. So,
all right.
Yeah. Don't, hey, nigga.
Bro, what though?
How did
come
we
on,
get
man.
To this?
I know anyway, some Krypton though.
X-Men of gangs. The X-Men will roll up on your ass in a heartbeat if you ain't seen these last three episodes.
Hey, good transition.
The way
Charles
Cyclops
was rolling drum, 60s.
The yeah. way Cyclops.
He was rolling 60.
What are you talking about, Professor?
Yeah.
He rolled up with that wooden ass rope. Go ahead, Tony.
He jumped out. The way Cyclops jumped out that fucking. Oh, my.
Yeah, it was dope.
Or fell from the sky.
So back on track, guys. Sorry about that. Thank you for that story about how you're a gang member.
Was a gang member. Go ahead.
So it is a continuation. It is a continuation off the show from the 90s, and they started with a bang. Guess what? What the fuck?
Yo, come on, y'all. Don't do that. Some of us got to walk outside.
In Rochester Hills, we're fine.
He's in Rochester somehow.
Right.
Live in Rochester.
Oh, sorry.
All right, go ahead. Keep going.
You scared? I ain't scared. So it takes place after the last episode, after the series finale of the previous show. Charles died. And so this takes place a year later. Because if you didn't see Graduation Day, which is the name of the series finale episode, he goes to space with Lilandra, the space bitch.
I didn't see the last episode. Thank you.
You didn't see the last episode of the original show?
Charles Xavier did?
Yeah. He was assassinated. Like, he got hit with, like, a mind thing.
If you get hit, you get hit.
Yeah. And then Lilandra came and was like, Charles, I will take care of you.
Wait, so did he actually die?
I think so. I think it's like he's died. You didn't say it on TV. So I think he is dead. Yeah. And they took him to space to make his last days comfortable.
He'd be doing that okay. All the time. Took him to space heaven.
Yeah. So this takes place a year later. Pretty much the X-Men is back together again on some dumb shit. Niggas go hate mutants. And they still out here doing it. So it starts off with a very good action piece of Cyclops saving Sunspot, who is a new character, who's pretty much Jubilee's character from the original show.
Don't look. Don't look. You'll make it awkward.
Okay. Right. Who's pretty much taking Jubilee's place as the newbie of the show. Mm. And Jubilee is like kind of escorting him around.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So they save him. And Cyclops does this really cool thing where he blows up the whole building.
Ah. I don't even like Cyclops.
I don't like Cyclops, but nah. I'm growing to like him because of this show.
Boy Scout ass bitch.
Damn. I never didn't like Cyclops.
Never liked him. He's a Boy Scout ass bitch.
He's not edgy.
I want to ask more about
He isn't very edgy.
He's not that edgy.
And his power is very inconvenient.
Bro, he was born. He didn't have a dad. He was abandoned.
First off, his dad was in space.
We're not talking about that's episode 3. Calm down.
Cool.
I'm just my man Bill.
Wait till you meet his brother.
Isn't his dad a mutant?
His
dad a fuck boy.
A space pirate.
Yeah, it's something, yeah. His brother, though.
Star-Lord.
Wait till you meet his brother.
I know
his other brother.
Oh, Gabriel.
Vulcan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gabriel's that nigga. But yeah, so episode 1 pretty much gets us up to speed with everything. It's the Sentinel attack again. Mm-hmm. So they all have to do that. Pretty much the MVP of the episode is Storm. Mm-hmm. She comes back.
Level.
And she does this thing where she turns the sand into glass.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
And then uses the glass into a tornado to kill the fucking Sentinels.
Yeah, that shit was
like
crazy.
You've probably seen it on YouTube. It's trending right now. But that is only a taste of what Storm can do. And that is the first time in the very many iterations of X-Men that they've actually shown the scope of her powers. Mm-hmm. And that's only a fucking
Then what they end up doing?
Episode 2. They took away her powers.
Wait, hold on. You got to explain the episode, bro.
I know, but I just wanted to get to that.
So rewinding. So, yes, episode 2, they do take away her powers. But prior to that, in episode 2, we see, at the end of episode 1, every episode leaves on a cliffhanger. Yeah. And so on the first episode's cliffhanger, Magneto comes. Mm-hmm. So we deal with a downfall of that. Charles, for some fucking reason.
We got to find out.
Leaves everything to Magneto. The house, the money,
the car keys,
the kids,
the Blackbird jet.
Yeah. Baby, let me get the keys to the Rolls.
Right, it's in Magneto's name.
You old one.
But it's cool though, because Magneto could be a bitch about it, but he takes that shit and is like, "I'm gonna do right," which is.
Why you got that long
manipulative?
Hey, man, everybody in the 90s had the mullet.
Everybody had 90s. Tommy from Power Rangers? Hey, everybody had long hair.
Kurt Cobain? Everybody had long hair.
Raiden, actually.
Yeah.
Right.
Everybody had
long hair.
Raiden in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
It was like long hair mullet looks.
Yeah.
It was fucking disgusting.
You want to make it now?
Cyclops reminds me of a cop.
So that's the thing. So it's funny. That's been like the joke of the X-Men movies, of X-Men in the last 30 years.
He would definitely be a cop.
It's just he's a cop. He's the ops. But if you read comics, the person y'all need to be watching is Beast. But we're not going to go there right now because it's not relevant to the show. But the person who's the ops is Beast. Mm. But anyways, so Magneto comes. he leaves everything. He leaves the X-Men. Charles leaves everything of the X-Men related to Magneto for some fucking reason. We don't know. They still haven't explained that shit.
Daddy, I think I know why, but go ahead.
Okay. And so Magneto gets arrested, which is, he gets arrested. And it's based on, it's a quick thing. One critique, but it's not a critique. It's, I don't know what to call it. But one thing they do is every issue is resolved in 30 minutes. So the they do in 30 minutes the trial of Magneto.
Yes.
And
the '90s.
Yeah. So they and actually it turns out it's okay because the niggas that's been trying to kidnap Sunspot and then who was actually fucking around with part of the Sentinels comes in during the trial and tries to kill Magneto and try to kill the fucking senators and stuff, which is ironic because we had an issue.
January 6th.
It is. It mirrors
that episode.
It mirrors that episode. But like,
stop talking about that shit.
But I'm never going to stop talking about
no,
it. It's part of our history.
Yeah. And I'm conservative now.
One of the funniest things.
How are you a conservative thug?
One of the funniest things.
How are you a conservative thug?
He's complicated.
A lot of gang members are conservative. Hood niggas love Trump.
True. No, yeah.
Because he gave him a fucking. Because we got a check from fucking COVID, and they're like, yeah.
Damn. Some of them.
Yeah, yeah. Just shit
out loud. No, out loud.
You're also very loyal.
Oh, yeah. There.
All right. All right. Get back to X-Men.
X-Men.
You know who you are.
X-Men.
Anyways. So.
You're X-Men?
Right. I make a man out of you.
Whoa.
Oh. Whoa. Unpause.
No Diddy.
Silence for Diddy.
No Diddy.
Right, no Diddy.
No. No silence for
but
him.
But anyway. What was that Joker from Batman ass laugh?
No, I was making noise because no moment of silence.
Keep going, Thunder.
What today, the fuck is this episode?
What
bro?
Is this? Chaos.
Yeah, this is.
No more. I'll start bringing. Yeah.
I think it was.
Y'all niggas
we gotta go back to desserts week. Before right. the episode.
Going, I'll bring back crumble next week.
What
the
fuck sugar. Was in this
what
business,
is we
bro?
On? Anyway.
I'm sorry, bro. Keep going.
I'm about to cry.
Oh, man. So, the group of the people that starts the mutant
call
insurrection.
Them what are they?
He looked at me.
Okay. All right.
That was a,
it's funny.
That was a setup for a slur.
Yeah.
That was.
I don't know what kind.
This is good.
The episode. They're called the Friends of Humanity.
I thought this stand for fuck out of here.
I saw that too. It was like the fuck out of here. I was like, oh,
right. That's why I'm like, oh, that's not the mutants. The fuck out of here.
No, it meant Friends for Humanity.
Oh, okay.
Sure it did. Right. Sure it did. So
I've seen it. That's what I thought when I
so
seen
the
it.
Friends of Humanity cause an insurrection to the Capitol, and try to kill Magneto, the other mutants there, and the senators there that are having the trial with Magneto, and in Storm, unfortunately,
sacrifices herself,
gets depowered in the process because the gun that the guy had.
The executioner, right?
The executioner, yes, had a gun that was used to depower mutants. And unfortunately, Storm got hit, which set Magneto off.
That's OP.
Oh, no, that nigga,
man.
That was
he
fire.
Took, that was probably my favorite moment. I know it's early to say, but that is probably my favorite moment in every X-Men movie.
I ran that shit back like
if you are if you're a person of color, a sexual minority, whatever, if you're other, you felt what Magneto said to those people when he was about to kill Executioner. I spoiler alert, I still think he should have did it and just kept him alive, but we'll go back. He gives a beautiful speech, and Wes, maybe you can put it there. I don't know, but
copyright.
We can't. Okay.
All right. We can put it
there. Okay. There's a speech that he does.
We can put it there.
Pause. See what they do to me?
Me? What did we do? Anyway,
so he gives a beautiful speech about how he wants to kill all they ass. Mm-hmm. But because of what happened with Charles, he's going to challenge himself to do better.
Discipline. Beautiful.
Yeah, he's going to try to do better. He said, and so he has all the asses in the fucking sky And he said, last words, please don't let me let you down.
I was watching that shit like, let him down.
Let him go, bitch. Let him go. Let him go.
I love Magneto.
I love Magneto. So, and also, while all this is happening, Jean Grey. Jean Grey is having a baby. So, Nathan Summers is born, also in the process of this.
Trash ass name.
First of all, you watch how you talk about
that
name.
It's 87. I'm sorry.
Well, also, Nathan is a pseudonym for someone else. So,
Nathaniel.
Yeah, but you're right. But who is Nathaniel? Well, episode three.
Say episode three. I didn't watch it.
Oh, you didn't watch it? Okay.
Wait, we got it.
We'll get to it. We'll put that in the next week's recap or the recap thing I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So at the end of this episode, after, you know, Magneto says he's going to be a good guy and the day is saved, Jean Grey and Scott are beautiful parents to a beautiful boy named Nathan Summers.
Horrible last name.
Every part of his name, we're
that's
just gonna
literally the summer. That's his thing.
Mid as fuck.
Anyway,
still mid.
Well, they're
wait till Cable beat your ass.
Right.
Well, I'd rather watching Yasha. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead. What the fuck did Yasha do to you, my nigga?
Not be good. Kept me up at night.
I'm so sick of you talking shit.
I love that shit.
I know
the ending.
Anyways,
the credits.
So.
Yeah,
that's not true. That's not true.
Shishomaru is the best part
Lord
of the show.
Lord Shishomaru.
My anime boyfriend. Anyways.
Yeah, his anime boyfriend.
Yeah, don't disrespect my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't say that last part, but.
No.
Yeah. So then, after the day is saved and everyone's like, ooh, gooing it on Nathan. Oh, also, another thing that I'm fucking missed. A new love triangle is starting, guys.
What's it called? What is it called? A trothel, right?
No, it's not a
thruple.
Not a thruple.
Not a thruple.
Did you just say truffle?
Yeah.
A truffle is a mushroom. Yeah.
Truffle butter kit. Never mind.
Go ahead. Let's go.
So, new love triangle also develops between Magneto. Gambit and Rogue.
What?
Rogue can touch.
She can touch
Magneto.
She can touch me too.
In a sense.
In a sense. There's not explained why, but you find out that they had a thing, and you find out towards the end that they can touch.
You think he was in that shit raw?
Well, no, because they can't technically touch.
That was
like
my
little,
last interruption.
Magnetic field around them, but it like they still get the sensation, but it's just very.
I mean, maybe he can concentrate enough, and then he can concentrate while scissoring.
Nah, it's still like
rub auras.
That's funny as hell.
Rub auras. I love it.
Now,
Mike, come on, you can't be mad at that.
That's still like a condom.
Approach by
if this is a continuation.
Yeah.
Of the original series, has it ever been hinted that Rogue and Magneto had anything?
We do know Rogue. So Magneto used to run with Mystique. Mystique used to run with Magneto, and Mystique is Rogue's foster mother. So, not Jennifer Lawrence.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait, when they were a thing?
What do you mean?
Like Mystique and
Rogue were a thing? No.
Magneto.
No. She was in his group.
She was part of.
Gotcha.
They were
when
gang.
You said ran away,
they were rolling in 60s together.
Yeah,
they were rolling 60s
together. Yes.
Okay.
While Charles was just rolling.
Yeah. So
rolling.
Angel.
Nightcrawler is the child of Mystique.
Mystique. Okay. And Rogue is an adoptive daughter.
Okay.
So that's how it could have been alluded to where she used to run with them.
Okay. Gotcha.
But the show ends with Storm leaving to go find herself. She has a beautiful speech also about how they're just not connected no more.
Yeah.
Real shit. Like sometimes you trauma bond with someone, and when that trauma subsides or when something else happens, you realize what you just have connected is like surface. It was really kind of heartbreaking, low key. Mm-hmm. And it also makes sense considering what's about to happen in episode three.
Well, key some bitch ass shit.
It is. But ding dong, the door rings. Everybody's sad about Storm, but also cooing with Nathan. Morph goes, Morph says, Storm gonna be right at that door. See there? Door opens. It's another Jean Grey.
There before, but now she is.
And so that's what episode C starts, and we'll talk about that next time on.
Well, it ends with the other Jean. Wait, did that end that way? Where she was faints? Doing her little fucking. Oh wait, that was. I seen a trailer for episode 3. Sorry.
Oh yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I was on Twitter. It was all so day. Good.
She faints at least 5 times.
Yeah, that's fucking wild.
You know
wild.
Who's the real one?
She's fainted so many times.
Because
she saved everybody. Jean. All right, dog.
Enough.
What am I watching?
She's like, enough. That's enough. Boom.
I don't know how to use my powers.
That's like Adam Eve.
What's Jean's hero name?
Marvel Girl.
It's very fucking stupid. What is it? But I mean, it came
Marvel
up a
Girl.
Long time ago.
Marvel Girl?
Yep.
Boo!
Scott Summers.
What would your superhero name be?
Isn't Jean Grey like the strongest one?
Oh, I don't think she is myself.
Not anymore. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, but.
Captain Marvel as well.
But isn't she like the strongest one?
Not anymore.
Wasn't she?
Only with Phoenix.
Phoenix.
But, I mean,
literally, that's what I was thinking.
Phoenix is a slut.
Okay, that don't make her strong? Fuck out of here.
You can be a strong slut, bro.
I'm saying, like, she'd be giving power to everybody. Strong. She one time was in do. 5 of them at once.
All right, anyway.
Oh, I want to be in 5.
Oh, yeah, Phoenix so 5. That, yeah.
I don't know. I don't
so,
know.
Yeah.
They were in a
so
band.
That's what X-Men has been. It's been a very good show. I will say, I was skeptical about X-Men 97 because the original X-Men is not that good. Some episodes are good, but as the whole of the series is not good. X-Men
Evolution
much
Ooh,
better.
Love it. So good. But that's because they incorporated like other mutants that weren't really well named.
Yeah.
Like Spike.
But it's also like it's just a better sweet. It was a better story.
Oh yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Mystique
as the principal?
Who posted that? Did y'all see that Twitter post? They said Mystique must have been doing a good job in that school. Because everybody's grades were good, teachers had great
salary. And
then
the moment that happened, the moment she left, that school went to shit.
Yeah, wow. She was probably, doing her job.
It was probably Magneto's money too, keeping that shit afloat. Mm.
Yeah, but like everybody was in line. They had a good health system.
She wasn't playing that shit too. She was strict.
Yeah.
And then my personal favorite is Wolverine and the X-Men.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I think Wolverine and the X-Men is a very good show, and I think they should have continued off that show. Mm. It takes place. It was a one season show because it got canceled because of the Disney shit. When Disney first took over for Marvel, everything they canceled anything pre-existing. Right. And it took off with Wolverine leads the X-Men, and he's still Wolverine. He still do dumb shit. He's not a good leader, but. He gets shit done.
Yeah. He's the best at what he does.
He is, and he actually makes out to be a competent leader. You see, who else is in that? That's really fucking good.
Not Scott.
No, actually,
that's never cool.
He's cool in Wolverine the X-Men because he's depressed. So in Wolverine the X-Men,
he's cool
because
he's depressed.
Yeah, honestly, and that was what made him edgy.
Damn,
he
Scott.
Pissed off Love about that. Jean Grey because Jean gets killed or explodes or disappears.
Yeah, so he's whining over his dead girlfriend.
Yeah,
fucking nerd.
Love yeah, that. And he's in his.
I was being sarcastic.
No.
And he is his Batman era. Like, he wears a cape and shit. Like, he mad as
he
fuck.
Flutters that shit.
You have to see this shit. It's hilarious.
Robert
Pattinson. Yeah.
You can't wear a visor and a cape.
It wasn't a cape. It was his original
it don't matter
X-Men
what it
outfit.
Is.
So the
if you're
going to
be
outfit.
Wearing a visor, you can't wear no other accessories.
But, it's a, like, let me tell you how lame it is, though. Let me tell you how lame it is, though. It's his whole.
Fedora.
It's his original. It's his whole original outfit, so the all blue shit, right?
Yeah.
And then the yellow visor, and then like a long black trench coat that flows.
Oh, hell no.
Hell yeah.
It's hilarious.
Hold on, I got a question for Antonio. I got a question.
99, if you know what I'm talking about.
I got a question for Antonio.
Yes.
Well, are you done on the X-Men thing or X-Men 97?
I was going to continue about like how, what's your question?
I was going to say like, you know, since we got an X-Men 97, what about like a Spider-Man 98.
So they're talking about that, actually. Yeah. They're talking about because I think they knew it was going to be successful. Mm. Marvel has free reigns over animation right now. So they're talking about it's been talks. Mm-hmm. The guy said just waiting for a phone call.
Yeah, that one was good. 90 yeah. Spider-Man was good. The 90s X-Men had a good theme song.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the 90s
I think Spider-Man, it's just
nostalgic. I just I'm watching the 90s Spider-Man again.
Man. Yeah,
I think so the what's the name of Spider-Man will be good. The Spider-Man TV show that came during the first movie. That had a good
Amazing
theme song
Spider-Man?
Too.
Spider-Man.
I thought that was like the spectacular.
Dun, dun. It's like it came on MTV and it's fucking good. You have to
Ultimate Spider-Man?
No.
No, it's not
Spectacular Ultimate. Spider-Man?
Nope. It was one season. Neil Patrick Harris voice Spider-Man.
Neil Patrick Harris? What the fuck is
that? Yeah.
I had to look that up.
Yeah, it's and it has
Bro,
a
there's
very
been
good...
a lot of Spider-Man shows.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah.
Well, I'll show you guys after the pod.
But speaking of Venom.
Yeah, speaking of Venom.
Speaking of Venom.
Oh, you guys are looking at me.
You the one.
I'm Eddie Brock. No, so Venom from the original Spider-Man was lit.
That's your man.
Super fucking dope. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
I'm about to start looking at you.
Yes,
well, we just got news that Venom, animated movie, is going to be written and directed by Seth Rogen, who has been producing some of the best superhero television and movies we've seen in a while.
Okay.
Yep. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
What else?
Fucking
beautiful.
Fire. The Boys.
Beautiful.
What else? Invincible.
Beautiful.
Gen V.
Uh-huh. Gen V.
And
Preacher.
He did
Sausage
Preacher.
Party.
Preacher.
Sausage Party, yeah. I like Tulsa's Party.
I said comic book stuff.
You said movies too.
No, he did say
comic. I said comic book shows and movies. You going to throw Sausage Party in there. How dare you? How dare you?
He produced that though. So
he did. No. He does a good job on everything. He always does. I love how he never changes his voice when he voices things.
Sausage Party is a hero movie?
I never watched it, actually, to be honest with you.
The hot dog is a hero.
Actually, you know, just really fast forward to the last 15 minutes.
Anyway,
you watch the movie.
And the premise, that's where the premise is.
I'm not going to watch the movie.
I'm
not going to watch the movie.
You should watch it.
Man. No. Yeah. But anyway, speaking of, I just want to say something
Veronica,
real quick.
You won't watch Sausage Party.
I'll watch what? Veronica?
Yeah.
I watch that every fucking
Literally day. The same movie.
It's a cult classic. It's literally not the same movie.
It's not.
They don't sacrifice any Vergens in Sausage Party.
No, he left.
All right, I'm sorry.
But,
keep going.
But no, I just want to make a complaint real quick.
Okay, yeah.
Because everybody was getting on Chris Pratt's head about his voice for Mario, and they're like, he's just going to use his regular voice, this, that, and the other.
And Donkey Kong.
And Donkey Kong.
No.
He wasn't changing shit.
See? But here's the thing.
Go ahead, Matt.
Has Donkey Kong, call me out, has he ever had a voice?
Yeah.
Has he ever had a voice?
There was a TV show in the 90s.
No, but listen. Everyone switched up a little bit, except Charlie did.
That's what I was about to. No,
but Seth Rogen's voice is so
distinct,
fucking distinct.
Yeah.
When you hear Donkey Kong,
Seth
you're like,
"Who is Charlie Day?"
And I agree,
Luigi.
Charlie Day was Luigi.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I agree, and like Charlie Day just sounded like Charlie Day.
Yeah,
but in real life, I can imagine him as Luigi.
I can imagine Luigi talking like that.
Joe Rogan.
Whoa.
Ooh, Seth
you know
Rogen.
The comments going.
I could see him as Donkey Kong in real life, but Chris Pratt. Like when I was watching, I just watched it for the first time, actually.
Yep.
It's actually recently. A very good show. Movie.
And it was a great movie, but Mario didn't feel like Mario. And I wasn't like, this is an awful performance. Like, definitely not the hate, but I definitely was not like, I love Mario.
That's a goal.
I grew up playing fucking Mario.
Oh, really?
Same.
All kinds of Nintendo shit.
You
I don't give
Italian.
A fuck about Mario enough to. I don't give a fuck about Mario enough to care. Like,
no.
About that.
Well, some of us
like,
do.
I think that they did a good job with
yeah,
that.
The
they did
movie.
Better than I thought they were going
yeah.
to.
Yeah, that's a very like good description of that. Like,
good stuff. Yeah,
they did.
I was just complaining about that. Everybody was getting on his head, and then nobody was like, this man came out of here as Donkey Kong.
But
I'm
also
like,
a
that's
side
just
character.
Rogen.
Like,
it don't matter to me. I don't care.
But you're right though. No one said anything that he said. He said verbatim, "I'm not changing my voice."
Yeah.
He said
I thought
shit.
He said Seth it was going to be different.
Yeah.
He said I really tried.
And that's kind of weird.
No, he said, I'm not trying. I'm going to just talk like this.
See, that's where like...
Man, just talk to his
I'm
mind.
Not like necessarily yeah. think it ruined it at all. And I'm not like a diehard fan where I like would give Chris Pratt hate for what he did.
Oh, no,
but I'm always somebody that if I'm given an iteration of something that I want, like a new adaptation of something, not that I want, but like I'm a fan of, then there's always key things that I have to take out that be like, all right, well, for me personally, for me to like this, I at least want A, B, and C. For Mario, literally all I would want is just a fantasy world and then a really over the top Italian accent. I would have no other questions. Give me anything else you want.
Mass like, dude,
and that's what I didn't get.
Stereotypical as fuck.
Exactly.
I cook a pizza. I cook a pizza.
Put that line in there, damn
it. That's what I wanted.
I'm pledging your toilet.
Come at me. I don't. It's me. Like, you can come cancel no. me.
That was his
speech.
But that was my only complaint. That was my only complaint since we're bringing up Seth Rogen. But he's going to kill it with the Venom shit. I can guarantee it.
Yeah, there's no way.
Now, the animation style for me is the thing that is in question.
Did they say what studio or anything?
No, but I mean, if we're going to go with the same. Well, it's going to be Sony. It's going to be Marvel. Sony, but it's like, yeah, so you got to think like, so because Sony's Into the Spider-Verse movie was, and will this be connected to that? Will this be connected to the Spider-Verse movie? Because, I mean, why the fuck not? Pretty much, technically, yes. But I mean, is it going to, are they going to overlap?
See, that would make a lot of sense because they did confirm how the next Spider-Verse movie is going to be Miles Morales' last movie.
Yeah.
But you got to think, now at the end of the day, there's a lot of projects out there and there's a lot of things that I'm like, I'm cool with what we got. We don't need any more. We don't need to keep going. But I feel like the Spider-Verse, there's way too much potential to just be like, let's leave it at Miles Morales.
Yeah.
And in the entire three movies, we've gotten everything that you can, like Spider-Man story-wise, except Venom. That's the one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think it's going to be the last one that they're going to start incorporating him in the live action.
Well, I think so. Like with Matt said, like they can continue going on with this because they did in the comic books. Because like Miles and Peter, well, technically Peter was the thing that started it all with. Well, I don't know because they got the Spider-Man comic book, but the Spidey-Verse. Madam, I'm sweet, but she's all right. Yeah, but like the Spider-Verse like storyline, like that started with Peter and Doc Ock, and like they continued it without them. They had like the fucking group of them with a Spider-Punk was on like they do now. Yeah, they can continue
like an
that.
Avengers type of movie ensemble, I guess.
Yeah.
Like it kind of is an ensemble now, but it could be an ensemble. You focus on Spider-Punk and whoever else, you
Gwen.
Especially in the second movie, it's like a lot of Spider-Men, Spider people are standouts. Penny Parker, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people are standouts now, so like no one just doesn't want to see like just Miles and Peter anymore.
Well, are they doing that Spider-Man Noir one?
That's the live action. I think they say it's gonna be live action.
I thought that was gonna be animated.
Nick Cage?
No,
I thought that was gonna be animated.
I heard live action.
I heard animated.
Oh well, we gotta fact check that.
Yeah.
Live action
Spider Noir.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
I heard that that's like just gonna be a straight up thing, but I don't know if it's live action. Or
Yeah, whether
I would love live. Action. I think I said live animated just now.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
See, I think that would work live action if they did like some Sin City style.
Yeah, that would be fucking fire. Ooh, fire. But I mean, with the Venom, because it's going to be rated R.
Is it?
So that's what it's said. The Venom's going to be rated R. Right. Seth Rogen. And he could be a villain of a future Spideyverse movie.
My only complaint. Or not complaint because nothing's happened yet. My only concern is funny shit. Can we not? Because like that's my only critique of like some of the things that he's done. It's just slapstick shit, kind of slapstick moments. But like
he has funny moments,
subtle. Like
yeah, they
are
very.
I mean, you want to see the voice?
Yeah, but like I get what Antonio's saying because like Spider-Man is funny.
Yeah.
And Venom is subtle funny where it's like, ha, nice.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Where, okay, so like you want to put it in The Boys, how The Boys is funny, like dick exploding. Like, ha ha.
It was funny.
It was hilarious. But like, I don't need that type of, or in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the bacon eggs.
Bacon eggs.
That was funny.
Yurt. Like, it's those moments that.
Those are meant for the characters.
Yeah.
But what I'm concerned about. Like,
I think that you got to trust Seth a little more than that. Because he's.
Yeah. I mean,
Even despite those different examples.
Let that go, bro.
Humor,
I paid to go see that shit.
The humor in all of those is not the same humor. The humor matches where it's at.
The boys' humor
matches the boys. Mm-hmm. Like the fucking the Ninja Turtles matches the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
So I think if whatever humor he includes is gonna match.
But I guess that's my thing. I haven't seen him do subtlety.
I mean, there are some movies he did do subtlety, but I mean, they're not comic book movies, but he has done them. Like every comedic actor, they always do a serious role. He has them. They're good.
Do you have examples?
Nope.
You seen the preacher? Have you seen?
No, Shay. I didn't mean that.
No,
respectfully.
I don't.
Okay.
Yo, have you seen the preacher?
Mean, preacher. Like, oh yeah, preacher. Yeah.
You mean of him doing subtlety or him being serious?
No, subtle humor. Nothing like
funny people.
Like nothing out loud funny.
50-50?
50-50, funny people. The preacher. He's done like not outward. Funny stuff,
the preacher,
but like it's humor
like,
in
to
there.
To the point where I like
drama stuff in there.
Like yeah. What I'm saying is like I don't want another, especially Marvel related, another fucking.
I know what you mean
Thor.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I don't think he would do that. That's what I'm saying. I think you
he's not gonna take a Waititi.
Like I think
but
you gotta.
But it was okay at first.
Well, I think
you
what
know
it
I'm
was,
saying
it
like,
was, but that's because Taika Waititi with Thor Ragnarok, he balanced the funny with the drama very well.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because the first two Thor movies were very serious. There were funny moments in them, but you had to like really love the movies to fucking appreciate it. But with the third one, he really balanced out very well the drama and the comedy.
Right.
And I think he didn't. I don't think he wanted to do four.
No, and
I don't think with he four, didn't want he was
to.
Just like I
he
don't
was
want
pressured
to do
it because
but
we all liked it.
The problem is like Venom now because of the Venom movies. Has this comedic kind of voice to him now, where everyone's like, from the Venom
to the people. A lot of people don't really like that shit.
Well, it's to the people who only watch the movies.
Yeah.
They're gonna see that movie. They're gonna be like, "Oh, this was really great. I love this. He's so funny. Venom's a funny character." And it's like,
yes.
Nah. But and plus, also, you got to think who's gonna be the one with the symbiote too. Venom is not just Eddie Brock.
Yeah,
he's had many hosts. It could be Matt Gargan, fucking the Scorpion, and he was a monster. Yes,
murderous.
He was on the Dark Avengers. Just
we have Venom from the Spider-Man game, recent one.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So well, it's like that today. Who the host
I think
is gonna be.
I think regardless, like if you take Seth Rogen into account, like that's his. Putting him in that funny realm is like typecasting him in a way, like because he has done more than that. You just don't know.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what
like,
I'm asking.
Even when he was in The Boys, he wasn't a funny character.
He was in The Boys.
He played a role in The Boys.
No, I remember.
He was an executive, wasn't he?
No, he was a funny character in The Boys. He was on that live stream naked.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. But in The Fablemans, he was very serious.
Yeah, he was amazing in The Fablemans.
So that's what I'm saying.
His wife.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying. It's just I haven't seen him do the subtle humor that comes from that Venom exudes in the comics. Well, yeah, that I'm expecting.
Yeah.
And we do know that like Marvel leans heavy, even though it's a Sony production, Marvel leans heavy on the funny sometimes.
Sometimes.
They do.
So sometimes. 80% of the time.
Comedy sells.
60% of the time.
I'm surprised the Spider-Verse movies don't lean into more comedy.
I think they do, actually, because when you were talking about humor with Venom, I was thinking The Spot is one of the funniest
movies
I've ever seen. He was over the
Spot
top.
And Scarlet.
But they balanced out his...
And Scarlet Spider, too. And, like, it was just unnecessary. Oh, I'm so dark. And, like, it was unnecessary. Like, he didn't even need no fucking line.
I loved it.
I thought that was funny.
It was funny.
But, yeah, but like that's what I'm talking about. Like,
but the thing about the Scarlet Spider, man,
you gotta laugh.
And this nigga is,
you gotta.
I know. It's funny. It was enjoyable.
It was
but
funny.
Like, damn, nigga.
But
I'm not taking that shit.
That was good.
But look, Spider-Man, though.
Hey, guys, hold on.
Backstory.
Hold on. Chill on my boy Scarlet Spider, because Ben was going through some shit.
It's so tragic.
That man's history is tragic.
My life hurts.
He's a clone, and he doesn't know if he's
Andy
the real
Sandberg
one.
Andy Sandberg is funny as fuck.
He is. I fucking love Andy Sandberg.
That shit was
but that's my point. But that's my point.
Well, but
that's
hold on. But hold on. But hold on. Time out. Time out. But hold on.
That's just Spider-Man, though.
But
not Spider-Man.
Not Spider-Man, but look, because what Matt said about The Spot being funny, he was also fucking chillingly
that last part.
The way that they balanced that out was perfect, because he was the jokester at first because no one was taking him serious.
Yeah.
And that man said, "You gonna take me serious?"
And we'll see
what the fuck is this about.
But that's what I mean when I was saying, like, you gotta trust him or put more faith in him, because when you're thinking. Like there's levels to writers, there's levels to actors, there's levels where it's like, if someone is really good, like whoever wrote the character of Spot, was smart in how they did it, because they could expand, like they set that up where he was really comedic and then took a fucking instant turn,
yeah,
and it just smacked you in the fucking face, where you went from having to laugh at him to having to take him seriously.
And like, he
is, this is not funny.
That's so
again, you know, about the writing and production part, I haven't seen, it's been far and in between where Marvel doesn't lean into funny, and it's been far in between.
Moon Knight, Werewolf by Night, Doctor Strange.
Werewolf by Night was so good.
That's one time.
Bro, but those are iterations.
Those are
characters.
Recent.
Supposed to be
did Doctor Strange 2 have funny shit in it?
Who?
I don't remember.
Did DS2 have funny?
When Peggy got cut in half,
it was funny that they decided to put it out.
DS2 is good.
You gonna let your cousin say that shit?
I'm standing on business.
I'll let him talk because I have the connection where I know he does like the.
He does.
No,
but
Time out. As a horror movie, it's not bad at all.
Lord.
As a Marvel movie,
that shit as a horror movie.
No.
I'm sorry.
I've said that a bunch of times.
As a horror movie,
I do not like it as a horror movie.
And I do
as a horror movie,
that don't mean nothing.
When I watched that movie, I went into it. It was such a spectacle and a hyped up movie for myself.
I was so
that when I went into it, I cut off what happens before and what this is going to entail. I just was like, I want to see what this movie was, and what the movie was on its own was so much fun. I fucking loved it.
That's where me and you differ, though, because I can't. It's part of a storyline.
Oh, of course, and I get
that. That's where I can't.
I was on shrooms, so I had I was locked in. I watched it sober when I was camping with my friend, and as it was going on, I kept saying like, "Why do people hate this? This is awesome." This is fucking sick.
Look, I sound like a broken fucking clock all the time.
Clocks,
because
the clocks don't
like
sound, but
it's
okay.
The same.
Okay.
I made it up just now, damn it. But anyway, a broken clock is right twice a day. Anyway,
who told you
so
that?
So what we're doing here is, look, a lot of people complain about Scarlet Witch going crazy over kids she never had. That's fine. The bitch is crazy. That's just how it is. She's also OP as shit because they're like, she killed those people really quickly. Yeah, that was to show you how strong she is.
Yeah.
The thing that bothered me is they just wrote Vision off like he was never there.
The book corrupted
her.
I'll give you that.
I know a
that's
book corrupted her. Don't read.
That's what they literally wanted you to believe. The book corrupted her. But
this message is about don't reading.
Well, it was just so much.
Now, see, this is... It wasn't,
I don't
want to
get into it. That's
and I know you're not like nobody is blaming Sam Raimi or specifically
no, Lord,
like, calling
no,
it out
director.
Because the whole disconnect
he's
was
be
Sam Raimi legitimately actually did not watch WandaVision.
Well, he's not the one who did he write the
no
movie
he didn't write
wrote it.
They were told the whole cast, the writers and directors were told do not watch WandaVision. I think, okay. In fact, I think she left WandaVision and went straight into Doctor Strange.
Okay.
And so they could have been being written simultaneously, but they were told nothing.
And now, see, I will say, in terms of like the story continuation and for Wanda's story, yeah, fucked it up. But in terms of what that movie was, Vision was not needed. And again, because it was written without the intent of having Vision, but
as a person who's watching for the story, you're like, well, what happened?
Especially after the end of WandaVision. Literally after the end of WandaVision, we were hyped up about Doctor Strange too, literally because of the end of WandaVision.
No,
we no one cared about Doctor Strange.
Because of Doctor Strange?
No one cared about Doctor Strange 2.
I did.
How you can see it is like how you're saying Wanda was sad about that in the first place, but the way WandaVision ends is she actually like gets her clarity where she's like, she moved Don from
then
Vision,
a rock falls on
so it. Now it's about her kids, and then in Doctor Strange 2, it's all just her kids stuff because she's moved on from.
And
Vision.
I hear what you're saying. No, like there were parts
at the. No, you're okay.
Give that
What's
man
that something
mic?
To say, folks.
I just think it's dumb that a studio as big as Marvel would not want the people making a sequel to movies to watch. Like, not watch stuff that has to do with that.
Yeah.
Like, why would you not want continuity?
Because they don't want them to fuck up Venom. I mean, not Venom. Fucking damn Vision.
I think
they want her to focus on her kids.
But like,
okay, but they could have.
Fuck them kids.
Just gave them notes.
In the words of Marty.
Just give them notes.
They could have.
Yeah, right?
they could have just still known what happened in that, so it would make a little bit more.
She could have said something like, you took my husband first, now you took my kids, and that would have been fine.
What's wrong?
Throw that line in
they
there.
They say at one time, I blew a head in my in the man I loved, and it meant nothing. That was the only...
Didn't she say one?
She was over in the genre.
Hello?
That was in
Hello?
I don't know. Mom.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you, I see you moving.
The only thing I will, and I hear what you're saying, because there's moments in...
How did we get here?
I don't know. There's moments in DS2 that...
Bitch, I'm going to choose the dirty over you. That was DS2. Dr. Dirty Sprite 2.
Dirty
go
Sprite
ahead, go ahead.
There's moments in Dr. Strange 2 that slap. You know?
Yeah.
Her monologue that she gives... I can recite that.
Oh my God! And the, like the way it was filmed.
Yeah, or her about to kill everybody, like dope. So the whole when they put it in the crypt, like there's ass, or even yeah. What's her name's powers? Miss Marvel's. Miss Marvel is that
America?
Oh, America!
America Chavez. America's powers. I didn't know how they were gonna do that, and I kind of like.
I love
it. It's beautiful.
Well, see, no, like I said, it was all fine. Like oh, it was fine. It's just the continuity for
again,
me.
And I definitely don't. Disagree from the problems that it has story wise, like no matter what. But where I get like, where I'm like, come on, is when people say they don't like the movie, as in like they don't enjoy watching the movie, because what the movie gave in terms of experience, the effects, the fights, the just like what the fuck was going on. I was like, hell yeah, dude, this is fucking fun. I was having so much fun. And then the X-Men showed up and she killed all the X-Men.
Oh, no, it's the Illuminati.
My bad.
I was about to say
Illuminati.
Before the winter.
Yep.
When
that happened.
She killed the Rolling 60s.
Oh, God damn it.
So, no, when I say I don't like a movie, it's not because I don't like watching it. It's just because there are things about it. Like, I'll watch a movie I don't fucking like. That's fine. Because there's still aspects of it that
have
I do
have you watched
like.
The Marvels yet?
I can't say that I don't like it. No. First of all, I'm not paying Disney. They hire predators. But anyway, as we were saying.
Yeah.
As we were saying, thank you. He has a point. Thank you. But I just not that I don't like it.
Yeah.
I just there are certain parts of it that I just don't agree with, and that's why I don't like it, but I'll still fucking watch that bit.
No, yeah.
Like I'll still watch Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, and we're gonna go see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2 this week. So
what the fuck?
I'm just doing a plug.
All right. Speaking of predators.
Speaking of predators.
You ready to sub? These niggas on edge tonight. Huh?
Well, we're talking about Diddy next.
Chicken,
we're talking about Diddy next.
We're at an hour.
And quiet on set.
Okay. All right.
We're at an hour.
Who wants to lead the charge on that one?
Who thinks they have the most information?
Okay. All right. I'm gonna take a stab at it. I got not it. The I'm gonna take a stab at it. So if you don't wait till everybody's done. This is a very serious topic.
No, for sure.
Yeah, it's very serious. No laughing at all. Antonio.
Why do you gotta say that? Because now it makes it funny. Yeah,
all right. No. If you guys don't know, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Combs, Brother Love.
Don't put that one out there.
Brother Love?
It means something completely different now.
Oh, my God, Meek. You better hide. Anyway, Diddy has been in the tabloids lately for some unsavory things. He has been knocking on wood for it.
Some Diddy double cover.
Diddy. I gotta pee, bro.
Hold on, Antonio has to use the bathroom.
No, I can wait.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. So he's been in the tabloids lately for some heinous things, and one thing was
heinous,
the one.
Say what they are.
One of the we bigger things
okay.
was.
Okay, I'm sorry.
His
I didn't want
to on leave. And off girlfriend, Cassie, came out and said that he. Sexually abused her. Well, was abusing her over the years,
mm-hmm.
and after he settled that, because you don't want to go to court for that shit. A lot of people came out and said Diddy has done these things, but this has been over 20 years of people coming out and saying things about Diddy, and all of it came to a head the other day when, well, was it yesterday or 2 days ago?
2 days ago.
2 days ago, when the FBI raided. Was it? I think both of his homes.
I think it was all of them.
Yeah,
it was
all
of
his
homes.
Jeez.
All of his homes. Now they haven't charged him yet. They haven't charged him with anything yet.
Beverly Hills.
The Beverly Hills. I thought it was the Miami one.
No, Beverly Hills.
I thought it was all of them.
With my knowledge on, like, from what I've been seeing with, like, just the Andrew Tate sex trafficking case.
Hold on, the top G. Not him. Not the top
not
G.
The top G. From all the like research and kind of stuff that I've been seeing come out about that and the information with how they do sex trafficking things, this probably is going to go on for a very fucking long time.
Yeah.
But I do, most of the times that I've been seeing, when somebody gets this like raided and starts getting investigated for sex trafficking, that's 99% like they have something on them.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like incriminating, or it's like there's yeah. almost like, no way they're getting
FBI
out.
Comes,
of
when the FBI it, comes, they look, have enough evidence.
Yeah,
now.
if the FBI gets involved, you done did some shit. Like the FBI does not. The FBI rarely gets involved in some shit unless they know that they can put a nail in the coffin.
And that's
why they'll be watching you for years.
It's literally asinine, and it blows my mind why trials take so fucking long if they have
all this evidence.
Proof. It's so crazy.
Well, because it's also about how they obtain the evidence. Like sometimes you have to go about the right way of obtaining it. You can't just go in and kick somebody's door down. Oh, shit. You. Yeah. Oh yeah, they don't fuck with that shit.
Yeah. Oh, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, he got raided and everything. He didn't get arrested, but he did get detained, I believe. And
also it's like, right? He tried to flee.
But also just surrounding that whole fucking thing. Well, yeah, they said that he fled.
Yeah, but then I saw a picture of him talking to the FBI
at like airport. Yeah, I've seen like a bunch of shit.
That, but some of that shit is fake.
True. Yeah,
that's like, yeah. Bro, like that's the fucking annoying thing about this shit and the complicating shit. Like, bro, I saw something. Speaking of which, with the fucking quiet on the set shit, nigga.
Yeah. All right, go ahead. Come on. You can't get in with that soft ass shit,
bro. I saw something with the quiet on the set shit, bro. People are weird. People are weird, bro.
Yeah.
People sit at home and make fake news articles, fake fucking subpoenas, fake fucking court documents and shit, and like they put it out for the public to see it. And it just confuses people. Yeah. Like I saw I don't think that FBI picture was real. And I saw two pictures of him that were like fucking mugshots. Those were not real.
Yeah, those were Yeah.
Like, how does that how is that verified that it's today?
Yeah, it could be yesterday.
At any point. But then I saw something about Quiet on the Set where it said Josh Peck accepted hush money, so his wife is divorcing him. That's not real.
No, if people were sharing that. Wait a second. If I accepted hush money and my wife leaves me, why would you leave me? I got the money now.
They're saying it was a moral dilemma.
My bad.
And Josh Peck is still acting, so he's good.
But also,
Josh Peck
didn't
was in Oppenheimer. He was on the stage when they accepted the Oscar.
Yeah.
But, he was.
But, bro,
yeah,
like,
part of the movie.
But it's not real. But, like, people don't. It takes advantage of that shit. And then the media takes advantage of this shit because they know that people aren't going to research it. They're just going to go with the headlines. So they put shit in the headlines that is confusing or like, you don't know what this means. So I'm curious what they consider to be sex trafficking or human trafficking at this point. Because when you think human trafficking, like in Andrew Tate's case, what they were considering, like, so when I'm thinking human trafficking, I'm thinking fucking Taken. Like, I'm thinking, like, you are kidnapping bitches, like, you are, like, doing all kinds of shit, like, putting people in trunks and, like shipping people and, like, like that kind of stuff. What they were considering sex trafficking in Andrew Tate's case was that he was bringing girls to Ukraine and then Romania and making them be OnlyFans girls. And that was sex trafficking. Because he wouldn't let them leave.
Well, hold on. Well, with the Diddy thing is one case that came up is like back in the 90s, I was telling West about this, was that he flew a girl out who was underage. They did what they did and then he flew her back. So it like crossed like state lines and everything. But like,
that's what I'm saying. So, like, if you there,
excuse me,
there,
there's a yeah. thing like yeah. I heard this term when I was listening to this entrepreneur talking, and he called it defining terms. Mm-hmm. And when he's saying defining terms, he's saying like, we might use the same words, but we are not talking about the same thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like someone reads the term sex trafficking. If you read that, you're thinking taken.
That is what I think. You know every what I'm time saying? I see that.
And then, on the bed,
but then like, waiting. If they don't mean that, you do not have the right image in your head, or you don't have the right thought in your mind. Like someone can be on the sex offenders list, and you're gonna think you're a child rape molester.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you can be on the sex offenders list for peeing outside.
Yeah. Or that's what like, Charlie Day's yeah. character in well, Horrible Bosses.
And when it comes to like sex trafficking, it at least to me, it's more so it does have to involve with taking, but it's taking advantage. Of somebody using any kind of method
right.
to take, like, to get successful from them sexually, whether it's profits, manipulation mentally, emotionally. So it's actually, they make fun of this in It's Always Sunny, where Dennis, he's, like, known as this notorious asshole who, like, doesn't really, like, sexually assault women, but he's, like, pretty much plays a part as if he's like on that borderline.
Yeah.
So there's this joke where he's like, yeah, let's get these women. Let's get them nice and drunk. Let's go on our boat. Let's go into the middle of the sea. And then like, we're just trying to get them tipsy and let's do the implication that we want to have sex. And because of the implications, they're not going to want to say no. And Max like, sounds like you want to like make them scared so that they'll have sex with us. He's like, what do you mean? No, we're not going to. He's like, are we going to hurt these women? He's like, we're not going to hurt these women. No,
yo,
we're not.
Episode,
and so that's what it is episode. With like the Andrew Tate thing there. So that's sex cute. Trafficking. In that case, Andrew Tate has a video. It is out what he said for his like role in his class. He took it down, but it's still up. Obviously, you can find anything yeah. where he said his method of being successful.
No, yeah, I know that.
And
I,
it was pretty that. Much find a girl, make them in love with you, independent. Find another girl, make them in love with independent. And then he would take them to another country, like you said, Romania. And then when he's there, he's like, all right, I'm actually dating two girls. If you guys want, we can make some money or like. Pretty much like make them scared. Like,
that was how he
got like,
started.
You're in a country with a guy that you love and you're dependent with. You're not at home. Like, what are you going to do? And so, in your mind, you're kind of like, okay,
well,
you know,
that was,
I guess
that
I'll
was
do
how
this.
He got started. But he did say that, like, he had five girls that he was dating at the time. He brought them all together, and like, three of them left, two of them stayed,
yes,
or two
yeah.
of them left, three of them stayed. And then, like, those three were the first ones that he started working with. But, like, him a lot, but that all that's to say, I'm not excusing anything that anybody's doing, but
nah.
what the range of what those words can mean, knowing that a person's just going to go to the worst of it,
yeah.
is like those. You shouldn't treat those things the same.
Well, I actually
like,
have the definition of sex
the taking, like you yeah. getting you getting kidnapped by Eastern
taken.
Yeah, like if you're getting fucking like kidnapped from Eastern Europeans, that's different than you getting flown out and not getting flown back. You know, but those fall under the same term. Like kidnapping,
yeah.
kidnapping can be you. You're walking into my house, I hit you with a fucking brick and put you in the back of my car.
Cinder block.
Or it could be, hey, get in the car. And then you get in the car and I just don't let you leave.
Yeah,
and both of those are kidnapping. Like,
well, you got to think about it as same with like, you know, pimping. Like that is sex trafficking.
So
and it's not taking them. It's not like I'm kidnapping this girl and I'm going to sell her for sex. It's I'm going to emotionally abuse you to make you feel worthless so that you can make
damn,
money.
Damn, that's
for
what
me.
Pimping is?
They're sex trafficking.
No, he's not.
Wait, look. There's a fucking clip in Rick and Morty where the guy at the end is a pimp talking to a girl and he's like, bitch, your job is to have sex with strangers and give me the money. And he's like, wait. But then he's like, sorry for calling you a bitch. It's a vocational term. It's not how I feel about you personally. Oh,
nigga.
Bro,
let me. Bro, you I swear to God, I see every Rick and Morty episode. Bro, what scene is that?
It was the end. It was the last episode of I think season.
Oh my God,
four or
what?
Five. It was the one with the
Rick
invisible belt.
I think that's shit that was.
Man, bro, every scene from every season.
Yeah,
episode.
He loves
bitch,
Rick and
your Mizzle. Job is to have sex with strangers and then get you the money.
But bro. Like what Matt's saying, yeah, it makes sense. It's like when Chappelle was talking about that pimp in one of his stand-ups.
Yeah.
Where it's like you break someone down and then you're the one who fixes them. That's what they're used to.
There's manipulation and shit, but all that is to say, that's what makes people so like easy to manipulate right now, especially. Mm-hmm. I watched a fucking interview with a CIA agent, and he said that Americans are literally the easiest people to manipulate.
I just seen someone post about that fucking freight that hit the bridge.
Yeah,
and everyone's like, "Did you see the race or the country origin of the guy who was driving the boat?" And it just says Ukraine. And I'm just like, okay.
Did he just say country origin?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Okay. I've never heard nobody ever say that.
Yeah. It's not.
Bro, I've never heard nobody say that shit.
So just, that would
that
be
is the whitest shit I ever. Nick.
Country origin would be the synonym for nationality.
I know what it is.
But yeah, but no, no. They're like, they're trying to do a conspiracy theory for the fucking freight train.
But that's what, but
freight
like.
Train, freight. But, that motherfucking hit the bridge. But, and it's like, and people on the internet though are believing
the mayor.
That
they
it was
believe
an attack.
Anything, bro. But that's
know,
what
yeah.
I'm saying. Like, but that's why. But the craziest part of
that
is
the state
fact that
of our media right now. It's the lack of cognitive dissonance, or I guess it is the cognitive dissonance. It is the what's the word I'm looking for? It is the ignorance. It is the audacity. It is the
entitlement.
No, not even
I know
entitlement.
That one there, but I do hate those people.
Just dumb.
Just literally, just looking for any opportunity,
bro.
Bro, but
they thought 5G
watch
gave you COVID.
And read look, spread misinformation.
Here's the fucking thing, though, bro.
This is why the president issue is a problem right now, because they count on the spread of the misinformation right now.
But
they count on people being ignorant.
That happens on both sides.
Yeah,
that
does.
Happens like no, but that's
saying,
not even
not
a bipartisan
like,
thing.
I'm not saying,
but
I'm
like,
saying to count
but
on
the problem,
people
though,
not
worse,
knowing.
Worse than that, though. Worse than that is that. Like, bro, I'm not going to say, I'm just going to give a general thing. Mm. Someone shared that fucking fake Josh Peck thing.
Mm-hmm. Is he looking at
and
me?
And I was like, somebody else said it. I've seen this on like multiple people
yeah,
that were sharing
spread
it.
A lot.
And I was like, this isn't real. Yeah. And the person was like, oh, well, maybe they posted it and took it down. Like, just be wrong. Just be wrong.
Yeah, they
you can't
double
just
down.
Be wrong. Like,
double
that's
down
the, that is the
on
problem,
the dumb
bro.
Shit. Yeah.
Like, you can't.
I'm going to double down on like, this, actually.
As if, yeah. Like, bro.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Well, she could have did it. She could have said
bro,
it. No, that's just wrong.
That's what it was.
Or I'm just
but, like, bro,
it.
Literally anybody. Bro, yeah.
Stop.
Yes.
Then stop.
Bro, literally anybody could make that. Anybody could make one of those. Yeah. That picture was a picture from an award show.
Yeah.
Take it, put the TMZ logo over it, look up the TMZ font, find the font, type words over it.
They didn't have
anyone
to do all that.
Can
you
can
go into an AI program and they do all that shit
yeah,
for
low
you.
Low key.
Just say,
like, it's like, bro,
do that and
people are
do
dumb
it.
As hell.
It's like,
as long
bro.
As you just put bold letters, they will probably believe it.
Yeah.
But,
and then, yeah, you know like what? As easy it is, and the problem is, and this is where
it.
My issue is.
Almost said it. Big R. Almost said it.
Don't you dare.
I didn't.
Boom.
Don't rely on TMZ.
Boom.
Don't rely on
but so
TMZ is a good source.
But,
because TMZ will tell you something that's actually, they don't just say shit.
You know how they were the first ones to report homeboy dying before any other news outlet. They were the first one, a basketball
Kobe.
Player.
Kobe. Oh, yeah.
They were the first ones before any news outlet.
TMZ is always the first ones there.
You know what I'm saying? Before regular news outlets.
But they also announced somebody else.
Maybe they did.
But they also announced that somebody else died in that plane crash too, and he wasn't even there.
Exactly.
But they were wrong about that.
Exactly.
But
so,
but
also, yeah. So
about not doubling down.
The problem is, as quick as it is to get this information from false resources, it's just as fast. To get the information yourself to
but you
find.
Have to go out of your way
Wait,
to do that.
But like,
and people
but that's what
do
I'm saying.
That.
Like,
yeah,
we don't.
Fuck
do,
that.
No yeah, one yeah. does any. There's no work.
See,
there's
a
no,
lot of.
There's no. No, you're fine.
That was a.
People
bad
are no, because like that's the problem. People are just stupid.
Mm. Oh yeah, no.
That's merely more of my story. Because like it just it yeah it'll take longer.
Yeah,
but you
not really
won't be
bro.
Wrong.
No. You can literally it takes
by like 2 seconds.
Takes, no, 30 seconds. You see a thing.
Google it.
You're
let
like
Google it.
So you see this fucking thing shared on Facebook, and it says TMZ, but it's not shared by TMZ. So you see some random nigga's account sharing this TMZ image, and it has a 10,000 fucking shares. So maybe you just close Facebook for a second. Go to Google. Josh Peck, TMZ. First thing that comes up, not what you just saw. No. That means it's fake.
It's the drink
and then you can move on with your fucking life. Like, it is not that fucking difficult. We got far as fuck from talking about
sexual. No, we understand.
Diddy was on some bullshit. All that was to say, I'm not justifying what he's saying, but there's a range to the image. Like, that's like making it sound like he's doing something that he may not be doing. He was doing some bullshit. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's like knows people that are in the music industry knows
some Diddy stories.
Nothing new.
I heard some shit
when we were kids. Like, that I Ben talked about.
Wes has heard shit. Like, anybody that has been around like actual industry people, because the actual industry people are like, it's very tight knit. Mm-hmm. And I heard similar stories that Wes has heard from people that we don't even know each other. That means it's probably true.
Even besides industry stuff, the stuff that's been talked about Diddy being on some weird shit since we were kids.
But that's also, and that's another aspect of it. There's a difference between selective outrage. Like, nigga, I just saw an article today. Remember I told you guys about that shit, that Diddy story like a year ago when I was on the phone with that marketer and he was telling me shit, and I told you guys about that, and then I think it was you that brought up that Justin Bieber video. Bro, I saw an article today that was like resurfaced video of Diddy and Justin Bieber. And I'm like, bro, this has been up for fucking 12 years.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like it's been there, bro.
Oh, that's just Diddy. Yeah, all right.
They pile on, bro, which is not, not healthy.
Usher.
Like, it's not good. It's like, people pile on, which people deserve what they deserve. If they did that shit, they did it.
Absolutely.
But also, like, the way that the culture just goes is fucked, bro. Yeah. Like, fuck. Yeah. And then, like I saw, like, people were piling on with fucking on Josh Peck for whatever fucking reason over the Drake Bell shit. Like,
They didn't even see Drake Bell came out and quiet on the set.
Well, one reason is because... No, I think it wasn't even a year ago that Josh Peck said that they weren't cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Mud, yeah. To be fair.
But what he...
We are good. Leave that boy alone.
He did. But we talked about this shit beforehand, too.
Yeah. Hey.
What he fucking did, why Josh was dragging him... is still, that still happened. Yeah. It doesn't, like, just because this shit happened to my mans, like, 20 fucking years ago.
Sorry that happened to you.
That's a horrible fucking thing. That doesn't excuse what you did. Like,
well, no, but his thing was different because...
It's no buts in that.
He got it. It was in, like, entrapment, I guess. He was talking to an underage girl, yes. Nothing sexual happened.
That's not what she said.
No, it was. It's all.
And you wouldn't plead guilty to that, bro.
He pled guilty just to move it forward.
And then when you're 20 years old, moving in with a 16 year, like, it's murky, bro. Like, that shit is not. It's not called for.
Yeah.
Who are you? What are you talking about?
Drake moved in when he was 20 years old. He moved in with a 16 year old
girl.
Yes, boy.
I never heard that story.
If I remember correctly, he did do something sexual with the girl that he was.
The one he just
let. Lear's gonna do the research while we.
Because the only thing I've heard is just the one with the.
He's been in trouble a few times.
I've just heard the one.
A few times.
Drake and Josh isn't my Nickelodeon.
It was mine.
Okay.
No, but
so I've only heard the one issue that he recently just pled guilty for, and it was a plea bargain.
No, he got into a few predicaments.
Lear's gonna find it.
Lear's gonna find it right now. But I do agree with Mike on that shit,
Bro.
Yeah. But
this video explains why.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Well, because, like, trauma is cyclical, right? So, like, not getting every excuse, but just, like,
it's exactly like
hurt people hurt people.
It's like what kind of what Magneto was saying in the X-Men when he was giving his monologue, where you are given this trauma.
You better circle that shit back.
You are given, like, pain in the way that your brain is developed, especially for somebody as a kid. I think everybody here and everybody that may know somebody as somebody who's gone through childhood trauma knows that you just think differently. But it all determines how you control that, how you actually let that out, and what you do with it. You can never excuse, like,
I can guarantee every single serial murderer, person that has done unspeakable crimes that we can think of, never ever defending them, never ever excusing what they've done, but you hear their childhood story and you're like, Jesus fucking Christ. You're like, my fucking God. Like,
yeah.
That's a rough childhood.
Yeah.
So that's what happens to them. But there are people like, you know, again, us, like people who've, whether you guys have gone through stuff as a child or not,
mm-hmm.
it's how you act out on that kind of stuff. And you're just like, yeah, I'm not going to do that shit. Sure, your head might be like fucking like wired differently, but you got to control yourself and learn that I can't put that through somebody else. Bro, same with Drake in that situation where he's like, I shouldn't put this through somebody.
That's like a whole thing, bro. Like I was actually reading a book recently called The Courage to Be Disliked. And it's the this psychologist named Adler, and he was up there with Freud and like the other big names of psychology when these things came out. Freudian psychology is the psychology that is popular now. It's like what's practiced. Adlerian psychology is the opposite of Freudian. But what it is it's one is called etiology, one is called teleology. Etiology is like, this happened to me, so this happened to me, so I respond to this thing in this way and blah blah blah. Like it's basically the attributing of like behavior and shit to a cause in the past. Whereas like teleology is basically you have a choice, which you fucking do.
Yeah.
Like, so you take fucking, like, you just saw it, like, Ted Bundy or, like, killers, like, people do have fucked up backstories, but everyone has fucked up backstories.
Exactly.
But, like, Ted Bundy's backstory was, like, his sister was his mom, and his mom, like he didn't find that out until later on, so he was raised by his grandparents. Mm. You know how many niggas I know that were raised by their grandparents or their cousins
favorite joke, Hitler.
Hitler was raised by his mom, and Hitler loved his mom. Hitler took a turn when his mom died, and he was an adult. Like, but
Kanye.
Yeah, those fucking parents die all the time. Jesus, like, Lord, I remember seeing
Ron Wells growing up.
I remember seeing, oh, come on, bro. I remember seeing like something where it was like
there's a joke in there somewhere.
A good percentage of presidents,
I'm a good person,
have their parents die when they're children. Like, for whatever reason, never a good percentage of them have had dead parents growing up. Like, Obama did, Bill Clinton did, JFK had his dad.
Batman.
Batman. George Bush definitely had his dad. But regardless,
what was that about? Like,
which tower, dad?
His dad was a president.
That's what you're meaning.
I'm happened now?
Lear, go
damn.
Ahead.
Damn.
No, man.
He spun the block.
The singer and actress who is now 30, what is her name? Melissa McFelt? I don't know. The singer and actress who now 30 explained that she and Drake Bell began dating when she was 16 years old and homeschooled. Quote, I moved in with him. I was singing. It wasn't until a year when the verbal abuse started. And unquote.
That's terrible. I didn't know that. The only thing I know about Drake Bell, because, like, again, he wasn't my Nickelodeon star.
Mm.
So only thing I knew was the big thing.
The child.
The one, yeah, with the text messages and stuff. Mm. And he pled guilty because he just wanted it over. So that's the only thing I know about. And I know the drugs.
You're guilty, you're guilty.
What the fuck is Ezra Miller doing, you know? Who the fuck is he, Ezra Miller? Like,
Oh
God.
He died in that horrible Flash episode.
Right. Well,
don't get me started on Ezra
disappeared
Miller.
Into the multiverse.
Yeah, exactly. Don't get me started on
but
Ezra
Miller. Yeah.
He never stopped running.
But like all this shit in general, and like just a... We're at 126 now, so we should probably wrap it up. Just I wanted to really get into Quiet on the Set also is because it was just disheartening, just the manipulation these corporations do to the parents.
Mm-hmm.
The parents who do speak out, who choose not to speak out. Mm. I don't know. All this shit is just shady. And I don't know who in their right mind would let their kid go in this business.
Money hungry people?
Yeah.
They pick the... Yeah. And they do pick the less unfortunate families where they know they're easily.
It's just brother. And you look at Amanda Bynes, who just, she could barely talk. It, like, I think she's the worst of it to me because, like, I follow her on TikTok or whatever. I don't even know what it is, but I see her and she was talking about her nails.
She's getting her license to do nails.
Yeah. And I was good just like, her. I was like, yo.
Good for her. Hopefully she gets
you
the
look
degree.
Nothing.
Like she used to.
Yeah, like she used
that's
to.
That's trauma, though.
Or you see how Lindsay Lohan's bouncing she, back? I'm yeah. proud of her.
Lindsay Lohan, what that, because that's
she's
two.
She's a little older
two,
when she.
That's no. two. Those are two different people who handled it differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very good example. And it's sad on Amanda Bynes' part. Like, that's yeah. terrible.
The
like
potential
it's,
also.
It's, yeah, and it's like, people need to, instead of like, oh, she's talented like
she
a
will probably be like, granted,
she would be the new Lisa Lampanelli if she kept going.
Yeah.
But like, in my opinion, like, instead of people like bashing her for like how she looks and how she sounds and what she's doing, it's like, maybe
be happy
understand
she's
like
healthy.
That's coming from somewhere.
And mm-hmm. she's healthy now.
And like,
ish. Like,
yeah, she's getting healthier and yeah. like also just encourage the person to do better when they're like, yeah, I'm thinking about getting my nail license. It's like,
yes,
people are like, oh, you're a famous person. Why would you? It's like, no, encourage that shit. Like, good for you, man.
Yeah,
because you're doing
yeah.
something other than fucking drugs. Like, good yeah. for you.
Yes,
bro. Why people, you look at me when you say drugs?
People should be able to
you
do whatever the fuck they want.
You know why?
But no, I mean, I don't think that
what you be on
I
when you
think that it's necessarily. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing mm-hmm. to be involved, like to be in the industry or whatever, like. But it's not being in the industry that fucks these people up or corrupts them it's or whatever. It's the shit around
them.
Like,
yeah, it's
like
how fragile
because
you are.
Like, so you look at like Zendaya
yeah.
versus
Orlando Brown.
No, the other girl, that she
I
was
mean,
on the show
yeah.
with.
Oh, Bella Thorne.
Totally different.
Yeah,
totally different.
Zendaya both successful in their own ways.
Yeah, but. They like Zendaya
Do
has
you,
always been
okay.
like a clan actress.
I don't want to interrupt you, but this is that's teetering on
sexism.
Not sexism, but slut shaming. And I think she did it in her.
I think he's
own
talking
volition.
About.
I don't give a
wow.
fuck if she's a slut or not.
She did it in her own volition.
No. I'm saying
was.
I don't care if she.
She
I don't
wasn't
care what she is
doing OnlyFans.
But she goes like the direction she went is the direction that like 90% of them go. Whereas like they just kind of just spin out and go this way.
Mm-hmm.
Where like, but I'm saying that because I read even back then that like Zendaya's parents were very active, they were very
yeah.
involved,
yeah.
they were very protective, she was protective over them, mm. she seemed to have that was what made
Hillary
I used
Duff's
to have
parents was like
I
that.
Used to have a super I had a fucking huge crush on Zendaya, but mm. it was because
what happened
it was because she I like Tom Holland, he's a good man, you know.
Bro, we can take that nigga on. We crook, bro.
Hey,
bro.
Hey, leave that man alone. He gave up drinking.
So,
don't be jealous.
I said that,
I'm still drinking.
I said that because I saw that. I saw like somebody attacked her parents like online, like because they called them ugly or some shit like that. And
Bella
she,
Thorne?
No, Zendaya.
Zendaya's parents.
And she replied like in the most like tactful, tasteful way. And I was like, that's a woman. But like,
put him on the
screen. But like,
screen.
That's
human.
But that's rare because like, when you look into people and into these kids' like backstories, a lot of times one or both of the parents were fucked up, or they were only had one parent. Like fucking Jeanette McCurdy's mom was fucked up.
Fucked up.
Like
ugh,
it seems
horrible.
Like Drake.
I want to read her.
Drake Bell's mom
so
was
good.
Fucked up.
It's
like,
so good.
His dad was man.
Yeah, but like
Dylan Cole Sprouse.
Dylan and Cole Sprouse.
They turned out really well.
They turned out well.
They turned out really well.
They had. I think they everything. They saw everything.
Yeah.
That was going
and I think they had the right people. They worked with the right people in the industry.
Well, they hired the one Predator to work on that show.
Yeah, but they stayed away.
Oh,
they
were fine.
Yeah, the
he
one
was.
Brian Peck.
Yeah, Josh. Yeah, Brian Peck.
Yeah, they hired him to work on their show.
Did he stay there the whole show?
I don't know how long.
They seemed.
No,
they
found out and they fired him.
Fine, but like Shia LaBeouf's dad was fucked up.
Yeah, how he went.
What's my man's name?
Zeno.
And still really is.
What's my man's name from fucking.
Shia LaBeouf.
Was it The Home Alone?
Oh, Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah,
it's weird because his dad
Drew
was like fucked up to him. I don't know how he was to the other ones because the other ones turned out like continued fine. But like him, like I've heard stories
he was running
where
the money.
Yeah, he took his money that he made him sleep on the couch, this, that, and the other. But
they
were
on the couch.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. That's that one's a big
the
one.
The whole
right
Jacksons.
Like,
all of them.
bit of right. talent.
Bro, my that God. Shit, but it's just
fuck
like
band, nigga.
It's just fucked you up. So but then but then also like I remember reading or seeing something about JoJo too, where it's like you also have to take into account that aside from these parents' weird motives, despite that, even if they didn't have weird motives,
right,
they're navigating an industry they're most likely not familiar with.
Yeah.
So it, like maybe the kid is being taken advantage of vicariously through the parent, because the parent doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
Or the parent so it's like, is trying to do their best, like in that one kid's case where the parent was doing it was the black kid.
Yeah, all that
kid, and he was like, his mom was standing up and he got fired because
his mama
wasn't having that. Yeah. And it's just
fucked up.
And you just and hope like, for the best.
But what's happening too is that's another thing where it's like kind of cyclical, because it's like even if you take it out of this context, it's like, bro, just in this industry, in entertainment in general, it's like you come in as the talent or whatever, and if you are not educated on the business or anything like that, you don't know what is wrong or right. And you are trusting these people that are in the powerful positions to tell you the right thing to do. Yeah. You don't know if they're wrong or right, even if it's easy to dismiss what you think because you're like, well, maybe everyone has to do this. Mm. Maybe that's what is. Maybe I don't know what I'm doing, so like maybe I should just trust this person. Mm. Like I know artists that have signed and like this kind of shit. Niggas come out telling them any fucking thing, and they're just like, well, he's the boss. Like
you're
like bro, that's how shit goes. And then it's like it is weirder. The context of like Quiet on the Set and that kind of shit makes it worse and weirder, because you have to trust your kids around these random motherfuckers and you don't know their intentions. But then the cycle
look
aspect,
at what happened with Drake.
The cyclical aspect of that is that, like I just said, like these innocent people, or maybe not so innocent or whatever, like the parents, the kids or whatever, are trusting these people in positions of power, and the person in position of power has hubris, which is like immense pride because they're in that power, so they feel like they can do anything. And then down the line, shit catches up to them. Diddy, Dan Schneider, whoever the fuck else, everybody, like it always catches up to them. And then it's as if people don't think they'll ever fall. Like, because if you knew that you were going to fall, if you knew that you were going to fall, you would act accordingly. These people don't think that they're ever going to fall. That's the fucking problem.
I got something to say on the After West real quick.
So like when you watch Quiet on the Set, you see how Drake's dad saw it from like the beginning. He saw how weird Brian Peck was, and basically he was shut up by all the other parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian Peck manipulated that situation with him too.
Completely.
Because he's seen, so he's like, I gotta squish that with, like you said, my power. I have more say in this than he does.
He basically
so
just wasn't taking Drake home. He was basically, because he was supposed to be Drake's ride home dad's, and he's like, well, we gotta be up early tomorrow, so you can
well,
come
that
here.
Was after he like kicked That's his dad out. He was supposed to take him to his mom. But he was like, his mom didn't care because his mom was like, okay, yeah,
she was good,
like, you'll do that for me, bet. That's what's up. So it was like his mom was just like, ah, someone else will do it. And again, he's like you said, in the industry, he's trustworthy, right? That's what they
everybody
think.
Liked him,
and he manipulated everybody, so it was easy for him to take advantage, which is uncalled for. You got to be
sickening.
At the end of the day, as a parent, you got to be, and I'm not a parent, but still, you got to be extra protective over your kids at all costs. Like, you have those helicopter parents that are like constantly watching their kids. That's, stay on that shit.
Sometimes you got to.
Because people are fucking terrible.
Bro, people are weird as fuck.
Be a helicopter parent.
What also happened was
a good age.
When he went on trial for Drake's thing and they kept Drake's name out of it,
all the people that they had write letters, they gave them false information. So they all were,
they were all backing Brian.
Like certain years later, they found out what it actually was. And they're like, what the fuck? I would have never said any of those things.
James Marsden, like it's some pretty famous people wrote letters.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but then there was one chick that was like, "Well, he must have led him on somewhere."
How is a child gonna lead a grown man on?
But again,
that person should be.
But like Wes said, they were
should be exit stage left.
But that kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier. Like I mean, just in the same, it's kind of in the same vein of like what we were saying. Like people are just dumb, bro. Like people are just like they just don't think they just like they look for any opportunity to not have to
constructively
research. Yeah, like it's just lazy. Like like bro, it's so you think that just because somebody is in a position of power, that is what gets people in trouble or like whatever. Like you think because this person is an authority or they whatever that they are not capable of doing anything, so you just blindly trust them, which is it sounds like that's what his mom did, which is just like anything works, bro.
I think
like,
the mom also was, you know, their divorce wasn't good. So I think also Drake's mom was being spiteful towards Drake's dad.
It sounded like it.
That's exactly what it was. There was and someone talked about that online. Like shame on the mama because he had one
notice
request.
She didn't show up.
He had one request: protect my son. And you let him go. You let that boy go right to him.
But that's a whole nother fucking conversation.
Yeah.
But before we get out of here and everything, I wanted to say, like, just on the reasons that these people keep working or people be like quiet and everything is just because, like, it's a network. It's a network. I know that let's say Brian Peck and Dan Schneider. Dan Schneider hired him and everything, so he's keeping his secrets. He's keeping it. That's why he's able to get hired at Disney again. That's why he's able to work with kids again. Cause like, these people aren't getting harsh time. They're getting like, what was it? It was something like 16 months. It was something like 16 months.
For 3 years of
And then I know you get dude hired
getting,
again. Like these
getting
people,
close to that for different things.
Nobody. Wait, what?
It was more violent things, not sexual.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's just a network of just nasty ass.
Yeah,
just
it's
nasty
just some
work.
Crazy shit, bro. Just nasty
work. And this is probably a little lighter on the conversation, but like, I remember seeing Dan Schneider on different stuff growing up, like an Amanda show. I think it's really prominent. I remember seeing him on, and I was like, that nigga look weird.
He does.
Yeah.
And then like now seeing who he was and seeing him, I was like, he like a fucking pervert.
Yeah.
Look at the massages on set, bro.
You know, like, what
but
the
that's
fuck?
A bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just lame.
Being in a hot tub.
Yeah.
Just
you look like you didn't lame. Get no pussy. Yeah.
But like, bro, that's just like, bro.
Or dussy.
You just
pussy.
I think he's straight.
You just it's gotta. Pussy. You just gotta like that. It's kind of it's the same fucking thing, bro. Like a lot of people that in any context, this kind of goes back to the same fucking point I was making when we were talking about that shit that one episode Marty was on where we were talking about Attack on Titan and just war and how people are and like the cycles of that kind of shit. It's the same fucking thing, bro. People get the people that want this power that like seek it out. Usually don't have good intentions for it.
Yeah,
like
100%.
They want this power.
I think that's the most important
so that
part.
They can exercise it over other people. Like, bro, like especially in music. I don't know about other areas. I'm sure it's the same because humans are humans. But like, especially in music, when you see musicians, like artists, especially you know, rappers, especially.
Oh, shit.
I mean, actually, rock people, like, just artists.
Musicians.
I'm saying musicians in general.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Many fucking musicians just want to get popping. They just want to get famous so that they can shit on the people that they grew up around.
Yes.
So many of them.
Yes.
So fucking many. Bro, like, that's their sole goal. It's like,
fuck
because,
the haters.
And you can tell.
Fuck the haters.
You can tell because as soon as anything starts to happen, they start shitting on people. They're like, yeah.
yeah, I just got off this plane with Future, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Just yeah, you know, y'all don't want to hear about that. Like, bro,
I don't
like,
back then. I don't want to hear about that. Hot, y'all,
I was like, yeah, Diddy House, nigga. Yeah,
which, there's
at Diddy House.
There's validity to it. There's validity to it because sometimes people do try to shit on you, but it's like no one did anything. But if no one like did anything, and you're just like that's your whole identity is just trying to shit on people. But like
yourself.
But if you give that. It is, but if you give people that power,
no, I believe you.
You will see some weird shit come out of it, bro. Like you'll see them start doing weird shit to their girls and like weird kind of shit, like all kind of, like they might fuck with kids, they might like do all kinds of shit. Like, bro, it's just weird shit. Like, yeah, you have to like keep an eye on these things. Like, just because, but people lose their fucking minds around like. These vices like fame and money and shit, they just lose their mind instantly. Like,
no morals.
Like, yeah, for real. Like,
yeah,
everything goes
on the way to get what they want.
Everything goes out the window with these fucking things, bro. It's really odd.
My mom's got one.
But we've been talking for way too fucking long. Fuck you guys.
It's the end of the month. We're good. Is
it? Yeah, but I mean, are people going to want to sit here and listen for an hour 40?
Shit. Not the people. Y'all, do it more. Do it more.
It's over.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Well,
I mean, we
tell that to
views.
Our editor.
We
talk
love
our
you
shit.
Guys. Yeah. We love you guys.
Getting the views.
Watch Rick and Morty.
Yeah, I gotta see that clip you're talking about,
bro. I'm about to play it when we get.
Okay, I'm about to see that clip,
bro. I'm gonna go to bed.
Nick, do your motherfucking thing, shawty.
See you, Space Cowboys.
Yeah,
later.
Daddy.